From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Kelly Mitchell. The mystery of the giant eyeball is closer to being solved. The softball-sized blue eyeball was found on Pompano Beach last week and most likely came from a swordfish. That's the conclusion from the State Wildlife Research Laboratory. Kevin Baxter is a spokesperson for the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. He says the size and the color match up.
We will still be doing genetic testing to confirm, basically just compare the genetic characteristics with characteristics of known swordfish.
Baxter says they knew it wasn't from a giant squid or any other invertebrate because of the bone fragments still clinging to the eye. And he says experts have now deduced how the eyeball came to be lying on the sand with no swordfish attached.
We believe it was a swordfish that was caught by a fisherman and then cleaned, and then the eye was removed and discarded that way.
Now, the eyeball on the beach turned into a pretty big story over last week. It was viral on the internet, and it got mentions on most of the national news programs. Now you know. The Obama campaign is urging Florida voters to cast absentee ballots at their local elections offices. This comes on the heels of election supervisors in both Broward and Palm Beach advising voters to get absentee ballots and mail them in soon. The reason? Long ballots and possibly long waits. Gina Jordan talked with the Leon County supervisor, who calls this possibly a perfect storm of unintended consequences.
Ion Sancho has been the supervisor of elections for 24 years.
What we're telling citizens is that this is going to be the longest ballot you've ever voted on in your life.
That's mainly because all 11 proposed constitutional amendments are on the ballot in their entirety. The amendments used to be listed with only a 75-word summary. But Sancho says the Florida Supreme Court found that the ballot language submitted by lawmakers was not fair and easy to understand, as required by law.
So the legislature, rather than write a clear and unambiguous and untainted partisan language, decided instead to put the whole amendment on the ballot.
Voters also have less time to cast ballots early. They had 120 hours of early voting in 2008. This year, they'll have 96 hours at most, a decision made by the Florida legislature. And because of budget cuts, many elections offices have reduced the number of voting locations. It all adds up to the potential for long lines at the precincts. Voters can avoid those lines by filling out an absentee ballot and mailing it or dropping it off at the elections office. I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.
Vizcaya Museum and Gardens is ready to unveil its new $2 million skylight that covers the courtyard at the estate once owned by industrialist James Deering. The 25-year-old structure was leaking and not even up to hurricane code. The money came from a FEMA grant and matching funds from the Building Better Communities bond. The new glass and steel courtyard cover no longer blocks the view of Biscayne Bay. And it's also designed to collect rainwater for irrigation. The estate is approaching its 100-year anniversary. For more news anytime, day or night, go to WLRN.org. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Andy?